Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, speak to us today. Adonai Elion, the Lord God Most High. For such a time as this, our precious Lord Jesus comes with healing in His wings, spiritually and physically. Lord Jesus, let Your word take root downward and bear fruit upward in us. Let us take root and bear fruit in You. We are an anointed generation that the Lord has raised up for such a time as this. Get excited for God, for He is exciting. Church, awake! Hallelujah! The remnant, awake and keep marching. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3 says, "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name." We must continue to have eyes to see and ears to hear what Holy Spirit is saying. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, God says, "Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert." Isaiah chapter 48, verse 6 says, "You have heard these things foretold. Look at all this that has been fulfilled. And you, will you not declare it? I proclaim to you specific new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known." Isaiah 42, verse 9 says, "Indeed, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you." Thank you for the word of God. I believe the church must be able to be trusted to stand in truth. We cannot stand in lies. I believe we, the people and the remnant, are against having things that are illegal and unconstitutional forced on us. I believe we, the people and the remnant, stand for justice. May I remind you that God did not make us walking machines. He gave us free will. We must not give that away. Jesus paid a high price to set us free. I thank you, Jesus, that you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, are continuing to uncover the injustices of the enemy more and more. Now we say, let your yes be yes and your no be no. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, it says, "But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no." In the Amplified, that means affirm yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. So my yes is that, again, I remember that beautiful day when I took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. America! United States of America! Wake up! Arise from the depression in which circumstances have you. So, I am standing for America to continue to be God's country, to continue to be the land of the free, to continue to be the home of the brave. So I will not eat of the enemy. I will not eat of the apple of Satan's lies. Take this and you will not get sick. No! The Bible encourages us to stand for truth. Ignorance is not bliss. May I remind you, the Bible says there will be pestilences, and ungodly spirits are choosing to release sicknesses that affect us breathing. And all are similar, because remember, Satan has nothing new. So they can all be called a variant of a COVID. I don't care what the name is. There are many old sicknesses that Satan can resurrect to bring confusion. Symptoms are interchanged. The enemy often twists words, and the twister, Leviathan. As in the days of old, did God really say? All of this is to bring fear on us. Maybe now we can see why Scripture asks in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith on the earth? Hallelujah. Now, I think you know by now that my favorite way to slap the enemy in the face is to praise the Lord, is to worship, is to declare Scripture. And yes, it is still good to read your Bible every day. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 says, now, little children, believers, dear ones, remain in him with unwavering faith, so that when he appears at his return, we may have perfect confidence and not be ashamed and shrink away from him at his coming. So maybe you can speak out for justice as you sing, as you worship, as you praise, as you be a new sound. So maybe you can speak out for justice. Because Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 17 says that this is referring to they were building the wall of Jerusalem, rebuilding the wall. So Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 17 says, those who built the wall. Now the wall is a defense, remember? They were defending, they were standing. Those who built the wall and those who bore burdens loaded themselves. That means they prepared themselves. They set their heart and mind on God's work so that everyone worked. They worked. They did not stop. They kept working. Hallelujah. They kept moving so that everyone worked with one hand and held a weapon with the other hand. So they worked with one hand and held a weapon with the other hand, ready to fight, ready to defend God's work, ready to stand and bear that weapon in their other hand. And every builder had his sword. A sword? Every builder had his sword girded by his side and so worked. Does that mean they needed a sword ready to fight the enemy off as they did God's work? As the enemy comes against God's work, they were ready to stand. They were ready to fight with the weapons of God, which are our warfare. For we do not fight flesh and blood. Hallelujah. So we sing, we worship, we praise. And we continue with God's work. So maybe the same is for us. As we do God's work, we have to fight the enemy in our daily lives. And this is where the enemy is trying to get us, in our daily lives. For such a time as this, the Lord has impressed on me that Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. Now, if the Lord has given you that impression, would you like to pray with me? Could you say, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. in Ron DeSantis. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to lift him up and pray that prayer for him, because the Lord impressed me specifically that we have a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And again, I call forth 45 to stand in his anointed position as David. And I declare, Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in Donald Trump. For when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift you up. We lift up your name and we declare that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. For such a time as this is our chance to walk by faith. The word of God commands, only believe. Would you be able to say with me, Lord Jesus, increase my faith. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes the Lord speaks to me in one sentence statements. I cannot reword them, so sometimes I just say them to you. Would you allow me to release some of them to you now? Amen. The heavenly angelic host has been released. Hallelujah. I will call fire, the fire of Almighty God. Hallelujah, at the Lord's command. So I call forth godly fire. It cannot be copied or mimicked or duplicated in any way, but it does kill the serpent and any of his ungodly deeds. Hallelujah. You and I have a mighty God, so mighty things are happening. Hallelujah. If you have not asked Jesus to come into your life to be your Lord and Savior, and if you would like to do that, would you allow me to just say a few words with you? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I have heard that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I believe that. And I ask you now, forgive me of my sins. I repent. I turn away from them. I say, I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Would you come into my life? And would you be my Lord and my Savior? I ask you to fill me now with your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Amen and amen. We are living in precious times. We are living in wonderful times. There's never been such a time as this. I encourage you to arise. I encourage you to shine and be all that God made you to be. I call you forth in Jesus' name. Sir, madam, I call you forth in Jesus' name. Arise and be all that God made you to be. In Jesus' name. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it be. Set on fire for the sea.
Hello, this is Pastor Jeff from Mary Winds. We're here to welcome you to Senior Moments.
Welcome.